just heard a story from the Bible about people being invited to a grand occasion. Some of us might have called it a bit of a do or a big bash, but it's actually quite pertinent for today because, well, we've all been invited to a rather grand occasion, haven't we? Because Toby has been baptised, and we all prepared ourselves before we came here today, did we? Washed some of us, showered, did our hair, put our clean clothes on, maybe a bit of makeup or lippy. We all got ready for this grand occasion. Now, can I just say, Richard, you scrub up very well. There would have been a time when going to church would have been seen as an occasion that you had to dress for. Do we have any youngsters here? Maybe those in their 80s or so? Yeah, we've got some youngsters here. Can you remember going to church as a youngster? Yeah? Okay. And did you have to dress up for that occasion? And you would have put on your Sunday best, that's right. Did some of you wear hats? Yeah. I think things have relaxed a little bit now, and that's a good thing, I think. And we can come to church just as we are and be before God just as we are. Jesus tells the story of a great wedding banquet where the host sends his servants to go and invite all his friends and family, and guess what? Nobody could be bothered to go and turn up. And then the host sent another lot of servants. I'm surprised, he might have run out of servants after a while, but he sent another lot of servants, and this time, not only did nobody want to go to the party, but they dusted the servants up, did them over, and killed them. And then the host sent out an open invitation to anyone and everyone. And this time, many people from all walks of life came to the celebration. This parable, this picture story, reflects the openness of God's love for us. It doesn't matter who we are or what we've done. It doesn't matter if we're young or old or black or white. It doesn't matter if we've been a Christian for donkey's years or just for a short time. We are all welcome to be part of God's kingdom. God's great invitation is to anyone and everyone. And when you think about it, it's a great honour and that our mighty and wonderful and loving God welcomes us all. If we believe in Jesus and accept the fact that he gave his life for us, if we come to God and share with him the things that we've done and are maybe the things not too proud of, we use this old-fashioned word called sins, but they mean the things that separate us from God and from one another. If we come to Jesus and say we are sorry and truly mean in our hearts that we are sorry and try to live better lives, loving God and loving others, then we are invited to be part of God's great grand kingdom. And the other amazing thing about God is that he doesn't have favourites. Whoever we are all different, but we are all equally loved. Now, you'll be listening to that and that sounds very lovely, but what about the bit of the picture at the story's end? That's a bit of a different story there. The bit about the king having invited all and sundry to the feast and then gets really cross because one of them isn't wearing the right clothes. What is that all about? You know, if you're suddenly invited to a party, you don't expect to be having your Sunday best with you at the time. How on earth could those unexpectedly herded into the wedding reception from the streets wear the expected clothing, but all of them seem to, except for one? What is that all about? Well, here's the thing. When we really change, when we truly change and accept Jesus in our lives, we cannot help but be different. We can't help the way we live our lives. That doesn't mean that we have to wear anything special. Remember, Jesus is telling a picture story. But we have to make an effort and change the way we live. So in a way, Jesus is talking about people being ready and willing to change, not our clothes, but our love of God and our love of ourselves and our neighbours. Let me give you an example, and you've already heard one from Jane this morning. I haven't always worn one of these. In my former life, if you like, for want of a better expression, I could best describe myself as a committed atheist. I was selfish. I was half-hearted. I loved my career over most other things. I was proud. I was uncaring. I made fun of Christians. I loved myself more than anyone else. I was the most important thing in the universe. But then, on the 4th of September 1995, I met Jesus. Completely unexpectedly, not unlike you, Jane. I wasn't looking for faith. I wasn't going through a hard time. I wasn't going through a difficult patch. Life was good. And I didn't need God. But I met with Jesus, and he invited me to join him. And you know what? He turned my life around on a sixpence. The thing is, Jesus has been offering me that invitation for years, but I hadn't listened or accepted it. And although it was one of those Damascus Road experiences, one of those conversion experiences, I soon realised that the change of clothes or my change of appearance had to be sincere and honest, not just something on the outside of me, but something deep within me. After all, if I was going to talk the talk, I had to walk the walk. Or to put it in theological terms, to clothe ourselves in righteousness. But for me, walking the walk makes more sense. This picture story has a sting in its tail. After all, the ending of the story isn't an instruction for us Christians to be smug about our place in God's kingdom. No, it's more than that. It's a stark warning for those of us who only talk the talk, as it were. The most important thing to remember about today is that God's love is open and available to everyone. It doesn't matter about what's gone before, the rubbish in our lives, what we look like, who we are, what we've done. God's love in Jesus is open and available to us all. Why is that? Well, the answer is really dead simple. We matter to God. He loves each and every one of us. We simply have to accept his invitation and join in and be part of the mission of spreading the good news of Jesus. We give thanks for his love and his word. Amen. Amen.